This is Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Welcome to a day of magnificent athletes, remarkable speed, and stunning upsets. This is a world-renowned race filled with splendor and pageantry. Today, we write a new page in history of the longest continuously held major sporting event in America. It is the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. This is Kentucky Derby 150 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electric Residential Services. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here's your host for Derby 150, Tony Cruz.
Good morning from the greatest horse racetrack in America. It was 150 years ago. Today, the Kentucky Derby was even a spectacle back then, with some 10,000 people showing up for that first race, seeing Aristides take home the roses and a field of 15 horses in attendance. And although it had its struggles early on, a guy by the name of Colonel Matt Wynn acquired the facility in 1902, and Churchill Downs has prospered pretty much ever since. On May 16, 1925, this radio station, News Radio 840 WHAS, became the first to provide a live broadcast of the premier race in the world, this Kentucky Derby. And today, we honor that tradition with a host of my colleagues providing information, presenting interviews with various trainers, owners, celebrities, and a whole lot more. Ian Vertrees is amongst the crowd right now as the sun's starting to shine.
Well, I'm outside the infield gate, fellas, and I met Frank. He is all the way from Iowa. Where in Iowa are you from, Frank?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa. That's the Quad Cities, right?
No, in the middle of the state.
Okay, gotcha. I'm not super familiar with Iowa. I've only driven through it a couple of times on the way to Omaha for the College World Series.
Yep. Seems to be what most people end up doing, looking at the corn on the way through.
Why the Kentucky Derby all the way from Iowa?
Kind of a bucket list item. Always wanted to see it, watch it every year on TV. My wife's a big horse person, and her father was, and so kind of got lassoed into it.
Lassoed into it. You said you got here on a bus tour, right?
Yes, bus tour from Omaha.
Okay.
Nebraskans and Iowans in this in our group.
It does save on the travel time, if you will, the driving time.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely.
Nice just to sit back in the bus and enjoy the scenery.
Absolutely. So what are you looking forward to doing while you're here at the Derby if it's a bucket list type of item?
Just taking in all the scenery, all the people, obviously watching the races, and hopefully winning a little money.
Well, thanks for coming in. I hope you guys enjoy your Derby Day. Happy Derby. We are celebrating 150 out here. It's Ian Vertrees with News Radio 840 WHAS.
Yeah, Billy Rutledge had a chance to talk to Hernandez about yesterday's race and some of the racing that he's been through this morning.
Walking down to the new paddock area with Kentucky Oats Day winner, Brian Hernandez Jr. I know you just raced in an undercard, but you were obviously on Mystic Dan later today in the Kentucky Derby. How do you keep your nerves throughout the whole day?
It's just one of those things you kind of get accustomed to. You know, we'll go out there and kind of set up a game plan and a strategy, and just kind of we got a few races before the Derby, so we'll kind of figure out how the racetrack's playing and just kind of go through our day. This is our job. It's just like anybody else. You go to work every day and you do your job and show up.
You come in any more confident after the win yesterday?
Yeah, of course. You know, you always go into days like today confident, and then when you get a big win like we did yesterday, you go in there with a little more confidence. And we're just proud of our horses and glad they got us to this point so far.
Thank you very much. Good luck today.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. Brian Hernandez Jr. racing on Mystic Dan later today, celebrating the 150th Kentucky Derby. I'm Billy Rutledge, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Dwight Whitten.
That's right, out here collecting interviews from all people of all walks of life. So you know I got to gravitate towards the hot ladies, and I found one right now. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Annie Tyler.
Annie Tyler, in relation to Steven Tyler?
Yeah, it's actually my dad.
Shut up, from Aerosmith?
Yeah, he's the one.
Okay, you're BSing the old guy. I know Aerosmith's daughter, and it's the hot chick in the video that's now old, and you're not old, you're young and hot.
Liv Tyler?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, where are you from? You're from Louisville? Are you out of town, into town? Or?
Yeah, Louisville, outside Oldham County.
Okay, where What specific address do you live at in Oldham County?
Well, that's pretty specific. Down in Crestwood.
Okay, I'm just teasing with you. No, and you're drinking. What are you drinking? Is that a bourbon or tequila?
No, this is a Pink Lily, but I got it with tequila.
Oh, hey, a woman after my own heart right there. Tequila and a pink lily. Where are your seats? You're dressed awful nice.
Oh, we are in the infield today.
You got to be kidding me. You're dressed up like this and you're going in the infield?
The ticket prices are just crazy. You have to.
Well, okay. Well, best of luck in there. You know what? With the ticket prices as high as are, you're probably going to be all people dressed up like you. And listen, be careful. Did you sneak any alcohol in?
No.
Okay, let me put my fingers on your pulse and we're going to try this again. Ready? Getting your pulse. I'm going to ask you the question. Did you sneak in alcohol?
No.
Her pulse went up. She's lying. Get away from me, lady. You're a criminal. All right. Celebrating Kentucky Derby 150. Can you believe it or not? News Radio 840 WHAS, Dwight Whitt.
Bo Robinson here on News Radio 840 WHAS, live at the track.
Part of the fun of Kentucky Derby 150 is certainly the fashion show that we are getting throughout Churchill Downs, throughout the paddock. And I am certainly getting a fashion show right in front of me. Let me go ahead and present the Best Hat Award to you today here on Kentucky Derby 150. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Carson Grisham. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I so appreciate that.
All the way from Dallas. Now, I keep looking up at your hat. This is a magnificent attire, if I can say. How long did it take you to put this together?
So each year, my mother makes my hats, and I never know what they are. It's always a surprise. The only thing I know about this particular hat is that she's been working on it since November.
Wow, and if I can describe this, it's red and black, so obviously you got the Louisville Cardinals collar, and then you have the horses kind of around the center of it. Is it heavy on you, or... because you're going to be wearing this all day.
It is the heaviest and probably the biggest hat to date, but we like to say we're from Texas, so you know what they say.
Do it bigger in Texas, always. Well, this is magnificent. I'll ask you, do you have a Derby horse for today?
I'm all about Honor Marie.
Honor Marie, I love that. Honor Marie's birthday is actually today.
I know, and I have a cat named Marie, so it's natural.
It's sitting up perfect for you. Well, enjoy the Derby today. Glad you're here at Churchill Downs. Have a great Derby Day. Celebrating Derby 150, I'm Bo Robinson for News Radio 840 WHAS.
Austin Montgomery is somewhere. Let's find out where he is.
Thank you, guys. I'm here from the parking lot, and it was a little bit tough getting in. All the buses are out here, but it actually looks like everything's going a little bit smoother. We are celebrating Kentucky Derby 150, and I caught a good-looking group out here. They said they're from out of town. Let's go ahead and introduce you. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Susan, and my husband, Steve. We're from Oregon.
Beijing, China.
Oh, look at that. Beijing, China, Oregon. I hear that that's a great place in the United States, right? So what are you liking for today? Are you just getting out to, like, check out the weather, or you been to horse races here before?
Not here, but I've been to horse races, yeah.
Okay. You don't own a horse, do you?
Three of them.
I mean, you look, like, really, really, really rich. So, like, I feel like I'm standing in the presence of greatness right now.
Well, most of mine are little ponies. They're like Shetland racers, you know?
Okay.
But they're really fast in the dash. We dash race.
Yeah, I got you.
Not the old one.
Okay, so have you ever had a mint julep before?
No, I have not.
Are you planning on trying one?
Probably 10 or 12.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great guy. Hopefully I can run into you when you'll be 13 deep, so...
I'll be in the porta potty at that time.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, either you'll be passed out in the porta potty, or hey, I might find you there.
Can you give me a ride home?
We'll see what happens. See what happens. I'm reporting out here from the parking lot. We're at the Expo Center. It's a long line to get in. These guys have been waiting for an hour. Hopefully, I get to take a ride with them and we can have some fun. We are reporting from the 150th edition of the Kentucky Derby. I'm heading to the track now. We'll see you guys. It's Austin, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Well, joining us now is Mr. Paul Miles. And Paul, I'm glad you're up here with us, buddy, because one, you've done yeoman's work this week. And I wanted to tell you, I got an email from you or a text from you and said, be on the lookout for Travis Kelce in your email. What's up with that, dude?
Well, basically, I risked my life for this radio station
by
breaching this wall of state police security, a wall of state police around this Taylor Swift's boyfriend. He's a football star, too.
You think?
I've heard he's had a little bit of success somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, you can't miss him. He's wearing a white suit and a white fedora. Big dude. NFL Kansas City Chiefs star and the boyfriend of Taylor Swift. We all know that.
Right.
He made his way down into the paddock, caused a huge scene.
Sure.
Huge. State police everywhere saying, get back, get back, get back. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Flashed your credential and said, I'm Paul Miles.
Made a beeline straight for him, got pushed back. Finally, we went out onto the track, and he was on the rail waiting for the race, and I stuck the microphone in front of his face, and he gave me 22 seconds of his time. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
But that's all he gave me, kids.
Okay, it's ready. Dave tells us it's ready. Let's give that clip a listen, Dave. Play that clip for us.
What attracts you to the horses, Travis?
I think it's such a, I don't want to say a crapshoot, but it's fun to see where they're placed, the odds and everything, and then to see who all actually wins. It's fun to kind of just be a part of the entire experience.
Did you ever go to racetracks when you were younger, anywhere else?
Nah, man. But shout out to Thistledown up in Cleveland, man. I drove past it all the time as a kid.
Yeah. So there you have it. Look at you.
He said, very nice to meet you, which was a polite way of saying, now move along, kids.
This is while we're wrapping things up before we head into the network ahead of Kentucky Derby 150. The anticipation builds, and the anticipation is building for Mr. Gus Allen. There are some hidden clues in what Mr. Gus Allen has to say. What say you, Gus?
Scott, I've been hearing from lots of people having sleeping issues lately. You and Paul have any issues sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tony Cruz told me he's having some trouble on the morning team sleeping, and just a lot of people just having trouble getting that shut eye. And I know myself, I couldn't get sleep a couple times the last few weeks. It has me wondering, why all this sleeping trouble for everyone? Then it hit me. It's all the excitement and build-up to Kentucky Derby 150. That big anniversary, everyone is just cannot wait for it to get here, and they're chomping at the bit, can't settle down, get enough rest. So that brings the question of how to get some sleep, because, you know, you got to get rest before the big race. It's just an awful feeling when you're already worn out and you just can't fall asleep endlessly, tossing and turning. The pillow feels like just steel when you lay your head down. And it only takes a door knock sound to wake you up. I mean, I suppose none of us are forever young, since, you know, you age. As you age, the sleep can sometimes become an issue. So I went looking for some suggestions, Scott, on better sleep to get ready for Derby. Many suggested I try a new domestic product that brings great slumber, something that really puts a stronghold on insomnia. Now, it's a new series of sleep medication. I think it's called a catalytic sedative, something like that. Never heard of it before, to be honest. But I tried some, and my goodness, did it work wonders. Now, it's a topical solution. You don't need much, just a touch. And that'll just do, and golly, what a fierceness this stuff has. Now, the best part, this stuff brought some great dreams. I felt like I was on an epic ride, riding a magic carpet, being led around by a magical princess named Honor Marie. Oh, she was nice. We were catching freedom everywhere we went, from West Saratoga all the way over to Sierra Leone, and we ran across some really wild characters, including some weird track phantom named Mystic Dan. Now, this guy was an all-knowing king of dreams. He crowned me the Grand Mo the First. I have no idea what that means. It's just part of the super wild dream. The best part, I finally got some sleep to get ready for Derby 150. I slept so well, I had a new resilience. And I finally felt like I got back to being a regular society man once again. You know, there's only one side effect of this new sleep meta solution. I cannot, for the life of me, remember my TO password to the website to order more of this great stuff. May your dreams come true today, and happy Kentucky Derby 150.
In the Kentucky Derby, fierceness had an okay start. He came away in the middle of the pack. Track Phantom will go to the early lead, and now John Velasquez gets fierceness into the mix. Forever Young is starting to pick it up as they come toward the top of the stretch. It is fierceness who's moving up on the outside of Track Phantom, and there on the far outside, here comes a run from Stronghold and Resilience. And Resilience has now moved up to take the lead as fierceness has given way, coming by the 16 pole. And Mystic Dan has now come through on the inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan? Or was and Sierra Leone. Forever young is between them. Catching freedom. Finish fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.